Bust it. Sheeman and Shepherd. This here's a jam for
all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Yeah.
Sounds exactly like Pete Shepherd.
Oh, it's different style.
Master Pete Theater.
Yeah, slightly different delivery.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for tuning in here. Oh, hey, it's 4 o'clock on Tuesday. This is Chris's version of Hump Day.
Hump Day?
Day.
A day earlier than everybody else. Lots going on here. We've got a firing in the NFL. We've got a new name for our minor league baseball team here in town. Speaking of the firing in the NFL, Chris will have more details with the Sports Center rundown in a minute. I did find some more bad news for the Carolina Panthers today. Wide receiver Chris Hogan, former Patriot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Bill, yep.
Had his car stolen on Friday, and he has gone out to Twitter to ask for it back.
Hmm.
Said, to the kids that stole my car last night, in a world where we have a choice on to be whoever and whatever we want to be, it breaks my heart to see us continuously choosing to do wrong. Whether you choose to believe it or not, we are all part of a much larger society. Seinfeld line. We're living in a society. Mm-hmm. Disrupting relationships and neighborly love only drives us further from the unity and the equality we all strive to achieve. I'm asking in the spirit of the holidays and from the bottom of my heart, to find the courage and kindness to return what you've taken from my family and neighborhood, Chris Hogan.
Well, I will give you another Seinfeld reference from when he was going to convert to Latvian Orthodox, and the father asked, why do you want to join our religion? He says, in these troubled times. Very much. Chris, great words. I appreciate it. I'd give the odds at about 5 billion to 1 that you see your car again.
Now, Chris Hogan's played about 3 years for 3 different teams, and he's going to be a free agent, and he's on injured reserve. Now, I don't know if he's driving an old Ford Pinto or if he's driving a Lambo or something in between.
Don't know.
Don't know what was stolen exactly. Didn't say it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe? It was not a Pinto.
No, they don't make them anymore.
I also don't think it was a, what did you say, Ferrari?
A Lambo.
Lambo, sorry. I don't think it was one of those cars.
Something in between? Something modest? Maybe a, Series BMW?
Lexus BMW, maybe a nice Ford pickup truck.
Like a, or big, a Chevy. Big one, yeah. A loaded one.
Yeah, you know, those pickup trucks are pretty nice now.
Yeah.
Not just Ford. Chevy has some nice ones. Toyota's got a nice truck.
Yeah. Takes a lot of, I mean, I don't know Nissan. Where he lives or what complex he's in or what, but depending on the kind of vehicle, I mean, aren't the higher expensive vehicles a little more difficult to break into? Not to mention hot wire.
Well, yeah. Like in a lot of those.
But it takes time.
But in a lot of those communities, like it's gotten so easy with the. Not just the expensive cars, all cars now, where you can just leave your key fob in.
Right.
And if it's a gated community, you think,
right.
Yeah.
I'm in a gated community. Yeah. I can just leave my keys. Yeah. I'm never going to lose my keys. I'll leave them in the car. Yeah.
Never know.
I would like to learn how to hotwire a car just to know. I don't understand.
Why?
I don't understand it. I would like to learn how. That would be cool.
Everything I've seen.
You know, in a pinch.
You go underneath, you rip a bunch of wires out, and it looks like the red and green.
You start
one,
touching them.
The green and yellow. You start touching them. It would hurt if you didn't grab the plastic that's surround or the wire covering, whatever that is.
Have you ever hot wired a car, Pete Shepard?
No.
Have you ever broken into a car with a coat hanger to try?
My own car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever?
Yes.
I'm not suggesting you broke the law. Yeah. Have you ever had to break into your own car?
Yes. Yes.
What'd you do with a wire and
hanger?
Kind of pop the lock.
More wire hangers. Where's that from, Mommy Dearest? Anyway, great text. Driveway Social Club, the show should be Emmy-nominated. Tuxedo Pooh takes the Lord's name in vain. Then said, if anyone had a better show to listen to the new guys, someone tell me. Are we that new? It's going on two and a half years. What is there? No show better than you guys. You guys
Bleeping
awesome. Thank you, Tuxedo Pooh. Anti-peak guys. I didn't need salt and pepper. Push it. That one's pretty vulgar. No, it's not vulgar.
I think you did that one once.
I did.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying, because I said that was the most risque.
Oh, yeah.
Master Pete Theater.
Boot Camp says, can Pete do Gucci Gang next month, please? Possibly.
No.
I don't think so.
And by the way, that's a weekly segment.
The new rap doesn't translate nearly as good as the true classics. That's what we're learning.
Are we afraid of the new stuff?
No, we just it's just not as familiar with
the young people.
Most of the audience.
Okay.
Versus doing, you know, Giants. Young MC.
Yeah. I think the classics go over well because most people know it because it stands.
Because there's a lot of people out there that may have confused Young MC with MC Hammer, for example.
Right. Only you.
Well, when we were starting this, we did a newer song. It wasn't even a newer song. It was the Thong Song, which is like 2000.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to go over like gangbusters. It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't great because not that many people were familiar with the art.
Yeah. Giants fan, amazing job, Pete. Thank you. Dopey says you can't call it Master Pete Theater. It's Governor Pete Theater. Nah, call it whatever you want.
Yeah, that's politically correct.
Somebody in Driveway Social Club 2 sends a picture of a frying pan with a woman in a bikini twerking and says, bring home the bacon.
That's a piece of bacon.
It's a piece of bacon in a bikini.
Oh, it is.
Can you not see that?
Put your glasses on.
Now I can. I'm not paying
attention. Not even close.
I could see how you could get those confused.
No.
239, just got off work. Have you all discussed the Mighty Muscles? Yes.
Yes, we have.
Team president coming
on with us at 5 o'clock. Yes.
All right. Is that true? Tuxedo Poo says there's a device now. You don't even have to mess with the wires.
Dopey says, baby, got back. We did that one, Dopey, a few months ago. That was like the second song I think I ever did.
Yeah, that was.
That went over really well.
Wig said that the Thong Song is not rap. I'll agree with you, but I was trying to go with the mass. It was kind of rap back in the day.
Yeah, I think it was. Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, if we're going to go to our rap authority, Craig Sheeman, and he says that it was rap, then there you go.
I'm putting that in the rap category. Beatles are overrated, and The Doors are awesome, God. And Freebird is the greatest song of all time. I mean, right there, in a package for you.
One more, the Golden Sombrero, 4 strikeouts in a game. One other note from Panthers owner David Tepper. He said that as he overhauls his organization, he plans to hire an assistant general manager and vice president of football operations.
And on that note, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
Well, since Craig just told you about my top two stories, I'll catch you up on everything else. Greg Schiano back as the head coach for Rutgers, signing an 8-year, $32 million deal. Mike Tomlin announced today that Devlin Duck... Quack, Hodges. We'll start this week as the Steelers go to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. The Miracle are no more. They're the Mighty Muscles, and they're not red, white, and blue either. They're like yellow, purple, and a bluish hue.
There you go. Nice job. So, yeah, Bob Arobolo, the president of the now Mighty Muscles, will join us at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Talk about the need for the change.
Same ownership group as the Jacksonville Icemen in the ECHL.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And if
Kaufman Group, I think.
And they bought the Miracle a little more. I mean, last season they were under new management.
Yes.
So it's been a full solid year.
Yeah.
And they're probably first priority is get through the first year. Second priority after the first year, we need a new logo and design. That's what I want to ask them about. What went behind all that?
When I understand it, you're new to, you know, you bought it.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Right.
Do what you want with it.
Absolutely.
It's your thing.
So that will be at 5:05. We will do that. As Chris mentioned and I mentioned, Ron Rivera fired about an hour ago as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. What does this mean next moving forward? What does this mean for Cam Newton moving forward? A whole lot of question marks at Carolina. And, of course, if you know, Monday Night Football was a fantastic gem last night between the Vikings and the Seahawks.
Great stuff.
The Seahawks coming up on top is a great game. So a lot of NFL on our plate today. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
And also college football playoff rankings, the final one. Well, not the final one. There'll be another one after conference championship week this Saturday. What a week of college football this week. I can't believe then we have to wait a month for real games. But it is going to be interesting to see. I still believe LSU should be number one, Ohio State number two, Clemson three, Georgia four. But I do think Oklahoma should be ahead of Utah, but probably won't be. They'll probably just nudge them just a little bit. I just don't see how if Utah beating Oregon and then Oklahoma winning the conference championship over Are they playing a Baylor again?
Baylor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how...
They get a lot of points if they beat Baylor again.
Yeah,
I mean, and, another ranked team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how Utah is going to... I mean, Oregon's a good team, but, losing to who they lost to...
Well, they could possibly have Utah ahead of Oklahoma tomorrow night or tonight.
Yeah.
And then have Oklahoma leapfrog them if they beat Baylor.
They could just as easily put Oklahoma in that five spot right now.
Yeah.
They beat a top 25 team last week while Utah beat Colorado.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's probably what should happen.
I do too.
For being on the same page as this 13-person committee.
Right now, as long as Ohio State and Clemson win their conference championship, mm-hmm. I think that there's one of two paths that can be taken. If Georgia beats LSU, I think Georgia and LSU are going to round out the top four. If LSU beats Georgia, I think that takes them out, and then you're looking at Oklahoma, assuming that they can beat Baylor again.
I think that's the way it should be, but...
Those are the two most reasonable routes, I think.
I really wanted to see Jalen versus Tua in a playoff game.
We had talked about that. And I'm still wondering from a sentimental reason if they want, quote-unquote, new blood, and I'm not including Oklahoma as new blood because they've been there, that they want. I think the committee really wants Utah to get in because they want that part of the country to be involved.
I don't disagree with that. I think they might do that because they have in their mind what they want. And they're going to do their level best to massage the rankings going into the final week so that those things can happen.
Does Wisconsin, and they already lost by, 31 earlier this season to them, right? It was 38-7.
Yeah, it was a lot.
They were a 16.5-point underdog in the Big Ten championship game, which is the last game on Fox on Saturday night. Does Ohio State have a chance to lose that game at all? Is it possible they have a mini letdown? Can Wisconsin somehow...
If Jonathan Taylor can run for 200 yards, I'll give him a shot.
I don't know. Looking at Utah and Oklahoma's resumes, I don't know how you can hold up Utah under any scenario and say this is better than what Oklahoma's put out.
You can't.
Utah has one win over a ranked team this year.
Yep.
Oklahoma has 1, 2, 3 wins, potentially a fourth hanging out there. On Saturday.
Now, what about the Kansas loss?
Kansas State loss.
Kansas State?
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't bad, but...
Is Kansas State a worse loss than USC? That's a serious question
this year. USC was ranked
Kansas State,
several weeks this year.
Kansas State, 5-6.
And they won 8 games.
They were not ranked when Utah played them, though.
I understand that.
Kansas State right now in the AP is ranked 28th. They're 3 away from Air Force, which is
ranked 25th. Man. I think that the Kansas State loss is... probably equal to the USC loss.
The problem is it's
remember, USC was on their third-string quarterback for that game as well.
Here's the problem. If Utah beats Oregon, again, that loss to Arizona State just killed them. And that kills, to me, it should affect how the committee thinks. Maybe it shouldn't, but I think it does, because that Utah-Oregon game, Pac-12 championship, doesn't have the same meaning anymore for me as it would have if Oregon had not lost to Arizona State. Now it's a totally different ball game here, but since they did... I don't know how Oklahoma, because of what Chris, I don't know how they don't leapfrog them at some point.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with you.
But if Wisconsin, we've seen bigger upsets than this. If Wisconsin can find their way and upset Ohio State, now wouldn't that be something?
Well, right.
What if
the big monkey wrench is Ohio State
losing,
and the massive one is Clemson losing. Because Clemson loses, and now we're opening up a couple of spots into this thing.
Well, how about that?
That'd be awesome.
What happens?
But it all plays out. That's why I keep telling you guys.
What?
Let the games be played. Let the scenarios play out. And usually by the time we get to the end, we've got pretty clear-cut teams.
Before you say Georgia's ceiling is number 5?
Their final ceiling is 5.
Why don't you let the games play out?
When they lose the SEC championship, mm-hmm. they will be ranked 5th or 6th on that final poll.
What are you going to do if Georgia beats LSU and Wisconsin beats Ohio State? Should they pull that upset? Now,
okay, I'll start right now.
No, hang on. So say Georgia in a barn burner, whether it's 1 point in overtime or 3 points at the buzzer. Say both scenarios. Georgia beats LSU by that, and say Wisconsin does the same thing to Ohio State, comes right down to the wire, some 2-point conversion or field goal at the end. Would Ohio State drop out of the top 4?
No.
Who's out there?
Well, first of all,
would LSU drop out of the top four?
No,
in that scenario?
I see almost no scenario of LSU being dropped.
So
out
then
of
you see the same four teams in. Just they're going to lose that because Clemson would go up to one.
If Georgia
would probably go up to two.
If Georgia wins that game, they're you got two SEC teams, right?
Right, because they're both in.
I'm talking
and
barn
your other
burners.
Scenario was?
Barn burner. If Ohio State loses a barn burner
to
right at the buzzer to Wisconsin, do they drop out or do they simply, Ohio State drop?
Well,
Georgia would move up to, Clemson move up to one. Georgia would move up to two. LSU and Ohio State would either be.
I got to be honest. I don't know if Ohio State gets bumped out in that scenario.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. They've all four teams.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Could
would
still
you
be
put
in
because you would put in? You would have to put in Oklahoma or Utah ahead of Ohio State, and I think that this committee can always go back to eye test. We've always thought all year long Ohio State has been one of the two best teams in the country.
Now I will say this: Georgia at four. I mean, I don't care if they lose by 1 point,
well, no,
double overtime. They're out. They're out.
No, but I'm just speculating. Just have fun with the reverse. If Georgia beats LSU at the buzzer or 3 points or less.
I think LSU is already in.
And Wisconsin does.
I agree.
And, Wisconsin,
and Ohio State may be in that same conversation.
But if Wisconsin does the same thing to Ohio State, wins at the buzzer, I still think LSU and Ohio State in. The same four that are there now, LSU, Ohio State.
You might be right.
It would be Clemson 1, Georgia 2. Probably LSU, Ohio State 3, and the other one 4. It's
Clemson,
the same 14.
Clemson and Georgia are the only vulnerable teams here, I think, that are in right
now. Clemson's not vulnerable. I mean,
they would
have to lay the biggest egg to lose to Virginia.
Right. But even if they lose, they're out.
They're out.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
That makes them vulnerable.
They don't have any.
Right. I think that two of the four spots are accounted for.
I'm with you on that.
I think LSU and Ohio State have done enough, even if they lose their conference championship game, to get in.
Well, not, let's be clear, though. Lose in a close
competitive game.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
yeah.
They lose by double digits,
right.
Then they drop. I totally agree. But if they lose at the buzzer, I know, I think you'll still look at LSU and Ohio State should lose in a close one, 3 points or less. I still think the four teams remain the same. They'll just be different order. Clemson would be one, Georgia would be two, and Ohio State maybe three, LSU four, or LSU three, Ohio State four. I don't think either one of those teams loses out of the top four in a barn burner, and I know the committee will try their damnedest to do it, and maybe it happens, but we'll see.
I think as of today, we're all in agreement with the.
And again, we're talking about two games that, we're speculating on a possible barn burner, but I think it's something to consider.
Yeah.
I think Wisconsin will not get blown out by 31 in the Big
I have no idea. I have no idea with Wisconsin. I've seen Wisconsin play great this year, and I've seen them play very horrible.
I think Ohio State's going to win, but I just don't think it'll be as – I mean, in the second half, they just blew them
out. Nobody has kept it close with the Buckeyes all season
long. This is at minimum a two-score win by Ohio State.
It should be.
Yeah.
This has been as impressive of a regular season as I can remember because unlike Clemson – Ohio State's blowing everybody out. They're just playing with numbers next to their names versus Clemson's playing a bunch of 500 football teams.
Right.
Their closest game was Penn State, really, against really quality teams.
And what was that?
28-17.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it was a two position. I mean, just felt like Ohio State was in complete control of that game the whole way.
No, it's been an absolute joke. I told you. The other close game they had all year, the only one was close, was against FAU. Game one.
Well, hold on. Ohio State's their non-conference schedule, not great.
Never is.
No, but Cincinnati.
But you play in the Big. I'm sorry. If you're a team in the Big Ten East, I'm going to give you the same pass that I give to teams in the SEC West. Your conference, your divisional opponents are so difficult week in and week out. I'm not going to hold the non-conference schedule against you as much as a team like Baylor, who's playing in a much weaker division and going out and not scheduling anybody in the non-conference.
And before Ohio State Buckeye fans starts yelling at me, I realize you did the home-and-home with Oklahoma a few years.
But their non-conference was not great this year.
Right, right.
It was on the
level. More years than not, they don't play anybody.
It was on the level that Alabama's was on.
Yeah.
Who were their non-conferences? It was Cincinnati. It was...
You're talking about Ohio State?
FAU.
Yeah, FAU and Miami of Ohio.
Ohio. It's not a great non-conference schedule. It's a pretty bad one.
Right.
But they've looked so impressive in the games that have meant something. I'm not going to hold that against them this year.
You've never looked at Ohio State this year, and every week they pass your eyeball test, if nothing else.
And think about this.
They look like the best team.
Miami of Ohio is in the MAC championship. They're in the MAC
championship. And they
championship.
Won by how many?
69. Hang on. They won 76-5.
They won by 71 points.
71 points against a team in a conference championship this week against Central Michigan. As a 7-point underdog, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly,
and Cincinnati's in also a conference championship. That helps Ohio State's resume a little bit too.
Yeah, it does.
You know,
yeah.
And that's still a ranked team.
But that's the nice thing about Ohio State and LSU right now. You're sitting at a spot. Okay, one's going to get one. One's going to get two. Honestly, who cares?
Right.
Just you get in. You got to beat two of the other three teams anyway. So just you go out and you take care of your own business.
All right, your reaction to all this and what you're expecting tonight as they massage. This is the last massage of the rankings, the poll, if you will, and what really matters. And again, it's those 5 and 6 spots that are really going to matter tonight. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. And don't forget, our first ever Sheeman and Shepherd texter party is Saturday, December 21st. You're all invited. What you need to do is text in the word Lansdowne. It's at Lansdowne Street in Bonita Springs. That's the location. So type in Lansdowne. That's Lansdowne to our number 239-337-3776. You get an invitation kickback when you do that. We'll have prizes, games, great games on TV that day in the NFL and college basketball. The first ever Sheeman and Shepherd texter party, Saturday, December 21st. Get your invitation now, again, by texting the word Lansdowne to 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to talk to the president of the former Fort Myers Miracle. New name, new logo, new everything today. Stay tuned for details. Got a couple of NFL notes I want to share with both of you guys because we just haven't got to them and they're interesting. First of all, we do like to talk about gambling from time to time on this show.
Oh.
So Josh Shaw.
Please, handicapping.
Well, what was Josh Shaw doing of the Arizona
he
Cardinals?
He was gambling.
That's what
we handicapped to give you, the listener, better insight into the game of football.
Okay.
Basketball. Or soccer.
Or whatever.
Or badminton.
Mm-hmm. Or cockroaches going up the wall.
Or Russians professional basketball. Something, anything.
Pickles sliding down a window. Whatever.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Loogies.
So, Josh Shaw, again, he's been suspended from the NFL, the Cardinals. He's been injured. So
you mean Mr. Parlay?
Well, the parlay may have saved him because, again, he put a bet, a parlay, which included the Arizona Cardinals, and bet for them to lose against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The NFL did not like that, and so he's suspended. But they did say that because he put it in a parlay, and it's hard to win a parlay, he probably did not get any insider information, and that, I guess, helps
what
his case.
A way to cover that up. What a joke.
Pete Rose is going, wait, they were all parlays.
I know.
I put him in a teaser. It was no big deal.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's such crap.
Does this guy ever play again?
No.
He wasn't that good of a player.
He wasn't
anyway,
that good
right?
anyway.
Yeah. And the other NFL note I wanted to share with you, there was a report out today that I saw that Adam Gase apparently privately blamed Ryan Tannehill for the Dolphins' struggles.
Of course he did, even though he kept him in the lineup all those games.
In fact, May even threw him under the bus at his job interview to get the Jets gig.
Really?
Like, I'm still the offensive genius.
But it was his fault.
But I had Ryan Tannehill as my quarterback, who, by the way, looks phenomenal now with the Tennessee Titans.
Go back 5 years. Adam Gase took that job knowing Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback he was going to have to make it work with.
Right. But that was his first head coaching job. He wasn't going to turn that down. Right? You're gonna
do
whatever
it takes. He had other options that year.
Did he?
Yes. Yes, he was a hot coaching name. Yeah. He had other options that year.
Well, And again, I've always maintained on this show that he was in the right place at the right time, was the offensive coordinator for the Broncos when he had Peyton Manning doing what Peyton Manning does for a few years, able to do multiple plays at the line of scrimmage as good as anybody. And he made Gase look like an offensive genius. He got the reputation. And that's why he got the Dolphins job. And that's why he got the Jets job right away. But now he's out of jobs.
He's looking like a fool right now because his team can't do anything offensively. What, score 6 points against the Bungles?
Yeah.
Six points against that team.
They blow out the Raiders, though, and that's just, to me, that's when you see coaches and, like that
but
do
Ryan,
what he's doing.
But Ryan Tannehill, he's 5-1 as the starter, right?
Thriving. He's going to get comeback player of the year. If he keeps this up for four more games. He's going to get comeback player of the year.
He's not turning the ball over.
They're in Baltimore this week.
Yeah. I thought Baltimore had Buffalo this week.
Oh, no, Baltimore had Buffalo. No, but Tennessee has another tough game.
I got it real quick. No, they have the Raiders this week. They're in Oakland.
The Raiders. They're in Oakland. That's it. Yeah.
That's an impossible game to handicap. Well, not maybe.
Titans?
No, not the Titans. I was thinking Jets and Raiders. My mind exploded from a... Never mind. Ignore that statement.
Guess who else just got a job seconds ago?
Breaking news?
Nah, not really. It is, but it's not worth it.
What sport?
New Orleans Saints are signing linebacker, formerly of Notre Dame.
Manti Te'o.
And his former girlfriend.
He's been a Saint before.
Has he?
No, I think it was. Was he?
Yeah, he's been
Chargers.
A Saint and a Charger before.
You're right. Yeah, he was Chargers retired. 2 years ago. Yeah, the last two years.
I mean, how many years ago was that with the fake girlfriend at Notre Dame thing?
Well, that was the 2013 National Championship.
Yeah. Oh,
so
not long
the
ago.
2012 season.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good for him. Glad to see he's getting some work.
He's got a real girlfriend now.
He does. The Chargers from 13 to 16. It's with the Chargers from 13 to 16 and 17 and 18 with New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now he's back.
Herbie Hancock with a text talking about Josh Shaw. He said that was a three-team second-half parlay. I don't think this was his first rodeo.
No, you're absolutely right
about that.
Was it
a second-half parlay?
Yeah, it was a second-half parlay.
Please. Yes. He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Come on.
He had the. I think he bet against the Cardinals.
He did.
He bet against the Cardinals.
They were minus one at Tampa?
They were playing the Bucks. The Bucks were up three at halftime. The line at the half was Bucks minus one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he took that. Yeah, you don't go up to the window at halftime if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
If it's your first time, you wait in line. You make your picks at the beginning of the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock window, and then you kind of sit down.
Right.
Enjoy the pizza.
Have a beer.
Have a couple beers if you're not like you, Craig.
If you're crazy. Yeah, letting it loose. Feeling good about it. All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Randy in Lehigh. What's up, Randy?
Hi, Randy.
I have a question and some advice for the two older gentlemen on the panel after my comment.
Yes, okay.
Chris, you weren't around then, Chris, so it's about
okay,
one of
no
advertisements.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, I turn on the radio here, and I hear you guys, you know, bashing my conference, talking about schedules. Let me see. I'm going to get all T-shirts with that SEC logo on there that says, in the SEC, it just means more, because it just means more.
You're absolutely okay. Right.
Wait, why are you lumping me in?
I just turned on the radio. I didn't know what I'm talking about.
No,
I just heard. I 4:30. I usually call in earlier. Because I know you're a Miami fan up there, Pete.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the other one. It's not my fault that FIU needs a check.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that Valdosta State needs a check.
Right.
Or Appalachian State or East Carolina or any of those schools. It's not our fault. We can pay it.
App
so
State
come
is
on
ranked.
Down to Gainesville. Come on down to Tuscaloosa. Come on down to Birmingham. We'll write that check for you. You can take care of your school for the whole year. Buy them some computers.
That's right.
Anyway,
I have no rebuttal for anything about the University of Miami.
I'm not bashing my brother because I got no rebuttal about my Giants or my Buccaneers. I think we're going to hand you guys a seventh trophy, and I hate to say it.
But I'm on your side with the SEC. Like I was just saying that if Georgia beats LSU. They're both still. The LSU's not going to fall. There's going to be two teams. Unless Georgia blows them out, then that could be a different support. If it's a close game, Georgia's getting in, obviously, and LSU's still going to get in. They're not going to fall out of the from one out to five. They're not. So,
well, let me say this: if Miami were any good this year, and Florida State, we played both of them out of conference, plus the conference schedule. So 8 conference games, then Miami, then FSU. So that's 10. Yeah. Back in the 80s, that would have been, or 90s, that would have been too much.
That'd have been a roaring schedule, man. No doubt.
No,
All right, so anyway, here's the question.
All right, here we go.
Chris, I don't know. You can't comment.
I will.
I heard one of your advertisers say, I'm thinking about putting something nice on for that Richard Marx concert. You think any ladies are going to be there?
I think it's 99% ladies. Yeah. Hang on. I'll give this. Hey, Randy, think about, just picture you, and I don't know if you're single or married, whatever you are, but if you're single, so I'll give you a little, taste.
Hold I'm single. I remember I went to a Duran Duran concert up in Gainesville in 2008. I think it was only me and my cousin there. Every girl had on leather. I was like, whoa, I need to go to some of these shows.
I too have been to a Duran Duran concert back in the 90s.
So I can see both of you standing on the chair going hungry like the wolf.
Chris, what'd you hang up with? He was about to ask us the big question.
I was going
to
sing Richard
Marx. No, he asked you the question.
About Richard. Oh, Richard Marx. And then Pete started singing Richard Marx.
I thought he said, y'all have a good one. I thought I heard that.
Oh, okay. My mistake. He threw a lot at me there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Randy's a good caller.
He is.
A lot of action packed.
No, look, I got one issue with SEC scheduling. Play a ninth conference game.
Done.
Play a ninth conference game, and then no other conference has any room to talk and say, or let them say what they want and keep playing your eight.
If I'm a recruit and I'm going to the SEC, I don't want to, like, just on the chance of rotation, wait 8 years for a chance to possibly play on the road at some of these famous stadiums.
I want to say next year will be the first time that Texas A&M has gone to Georgia, or the first time Georgia's gone to Texas A&M since A&M's joined the conference.
And that's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Well, it's the same thing with South Carolina. Has never won in the state of Texas. For anybody.
But I don't know
But still.
Apart from a massive conference schedule, I don't know how to fix that.
But you should never have to wait more than 2 years.
It'd be nice if a student athlete remained at an institution for 4 years, he should be in every stadium in the league. Can you imagine playing in the Big Ten and never having gone to the Big House or go to Ohio State and played a game? Or Memorial Stadium at Mighty Bloomington, Indiana?
I agree. It's kind of like why you go to those schools for the whole experience.
Yeah, I think you're missing out.
Yeah, no doubt. Can I do a hard pivot into entertainment real quick before? Because we got Wikipedia today, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's miscellaneous today. Very miscellaneous. It's all over the place. I was trying to find a good topic.
That's fine.
It's somebody's birthday today. Ozzy Osbourne.
I
want to just do Ozzy songs and Black Sabbath songs. Yep. So then I'm thinking, oh, it's cold. We'll do cold sporting events trivia.
Right?
I was like 10 minutes in and I had two questions. I said, this is too much work.
Yesterday was Britney Spears' birthday. I didn't get to mention that at the end of the show. We could have done some Britney trivia.
You're just telling me now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Is this a problem?
Yes. We would have done Britney rejoin all day.
It was yesterday.
I know.
I didn't even get to it.
Gotta be more communication on this show. Gotta be more communication on this show.
Ridiculous.
I guess that's my bad then.
That is your bad, Craig Sheeman.
Oh, man.
All right, I communicate this stuff.
I communicated Price is Right, but we didn't get to it.
I didn't know that Pete Shepard knew who Britney Spears was.
I know Britney Spears.
Do you?
No,
her first song came out in 1999.
Yes.
Just at the end of Pete's catalog.
Oops, I did
he's blank. He's blank on the 90s.
Oops, I did it. No, I'm not.
No, he's got early to mid 90s and then the big stuff from the late.
And that's where he blacks out at that point?
I black out like a little bit after Ace of Base. You know?
So mid-90s.
Midnight. Can I give you my just 2 cents?
John Hines fired by the Devils. Another coach gone.
Oh, he deserves it.
Breaking news. All right, so go ahead.
That's Hines with a Y.
All right. I've seen The Irishman on Netflix, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you did?
And I thought...
Can we get a quick review?
Quick review is, I think it's very good. Mm-hmm. Did it have to be 3.5
Here's
hours?
Here's the but.
I didn't mind it being 3.5 hours. I think it was a little slow in some places. I like the character development. I like, De Niro and Frank Sheeran. And it's all about his theme. They flashback him this time as a mafia hitman. But I must tell you, Al Pacino as Jimmy Hoffa, I thought was not good.
Ooh,
and Al Pacino, not good.
Jack Nicholson in the movie Hoffa was 100,000 times better. Also, the Robert Kennedy actor was, I forget who it was back in the Hoffa movie, was 100,000 times better. They should have done more. And maybe they didn't want to copy Hoffa, the movie, so much, but they should have done more on those Senate hearings where Jimmy Hoffa just trounces all over.
Interesting.
Robert Kennedy. in some very famous speeches, and they went back and forth, and it was just fantastic. And they kind of just glossed over that in The Irishman. They had a couple little blurbs, but not the main stuff that they should have had like it was in Hoppe. I thought Hoppe's character and Danny DeVito's character as Bobby Charo, who I think was a fictional character, was way better than some of the chemistry in this movie. Although I liked it, it's worth watching. Al Pacino, once again, he gets into that. You know, I think of him like in Devil's Advocate at the end. Despite everything, I'm a fan of man. And he gets into that.
I love that movie.
I know, I do too.
But you're saying he's being more Al Pacino, yes, being Al Pacino,
yes,
than
Bill.
I understand.
Jack Nicholson's portrayal of Jimmy Hoffa to me was 100,000 times better than Al Pacino's. Not even close. From his looks to his mannerisms to the speeches, it wasn't even close. Mm, but it's worth seeing. It's very well done. Did it have to be 3.5 hours?
No.
Maybe not.
Could have cut it down to 2:45.
But it's Netflix, and you can watch it over a couple nights.
Okay, so I've got a theory with Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. Netflix, they cut out the studios. Yeah. They're their own studio at this point.
Right.
So they're going to fund it, right?
Right.
And they're kind of taking this position to let the artists be artists.
Right.
Well, the studios, yeah, be an artist. But this thing's got to make money as well.
Right.
This thing needs to be a hit at the box office because we got to pay a lot of big-time executive salaries here.
Yes.
Versus Netflix, they don't necessarily care about it because they're getting your $14.99 a month or whatever deal you're on Netflix.
Right.
I think that they're giving the artists a little bit too much leeway where some of these movies, they're just getting out there a little bit too far.
Really?
That's my theory on Netflix, that they're not concerned about the commercialization of the movies, which is fine, but they're kind of getting a little too artsy-fartsy for my blood.
And therefore not as entertaining?
Not as entertaining. They might be like...
Give me another example.
From the artistic... Well, that movie Roma was a Netflix movie.
Oh, that. Yeah, right.
And that won awards, didn't it?
Yeah, it
did. Or it was on Netflix.
It did. So, and that was about the housekeeper or maid that was
Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
They had a black and white movie.
Yeah, so like it's just getting a little bit too far into the artsy world.
Mm. What about the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie?
Okay, that's Adam Sandler, so I'm going to give it a pass. Different. That's Adam Sandler.
Yeah. All right. Was it not a good movie? My wife watched it. I did.
It was fine.
Was it the same as every other Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston movie?
Okay. Yes.
No, I'm not going to say. There are texts saying it sucked. Others saying it's very good. It's mixed opinions. I say watch it. But all I am saying is I'm talking strictly from the storyline was more towards a storyline, real storyline, than the Hoffa movie itself. But the way Jack Nicholson portrayed Jimmy Hoffa was 100,000 times better than Al Pacino. And to me, it's not even close. Not even remotely close.
We got Hoffa Man texting in. Pete, should this have been a miniseries, not a movie?
Other people have suggested that you could have done it there, and I think it would have been better.
Probably would have been better, huh?
You would have had to pay De Niro more money.
Except here's
more
the thing. They got the movie theater crowd, and they got the Netflix crowd, because it's still in the movie theater in some of them.
Right.
All right,
so, but
thank you for that review.
I think so. I think they really skipped over some important parts in the Senate hearings that should have been part of it that they did not do in the Hoffa movie, which was great. But anyway.
All right, very good. Hey, this time next week, we're going to be doing our show outside. You can come on by. We're going to be at the Walmart parking lot on Estero Boulevard and US 41. And it's the second annual Beasley Bike Drive benefiting Toys for Tots and underprivileged kids in the Southwest Florida community. Come on, we collected like 800 bikes last year when we did this thing. So come on, let's try and beat that number. Donations, bikes, toys, money, the whole deal. Be out there doing our show next Tuesday from the Walmart parking lot, accepting donations. Meanwhile, Wikipedia is next. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. 20 Moe Bucks on the line for caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. It's a miscellaneous topic today, so it's all fair game. Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard next on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, we've got a first here on Wikipedia. We had a caller lined up, Jeff in Naples, And then either he got disconnected or decided to hang up.
I think he decided to hang up.
Did he get cold feet?
Jeff, your prize is no longer up front.
So call in number one right now.
You can win $20 to Moe's Southwest Grill.
239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. First one to get in is going to be the winner, and we'll compete with Pete Shepard for a miscellaneous
category. Oh, here we
category.
Go. Let's see who it is. Let's find out together, guys.
All right. Live on the air. Well. Hey, you're on
Make
the air.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Garrett.
Garrett, how are you? Guess what? You're going to play today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Fort Myers.
All right.
And how old are you, Garrett?
28.
All right.
Great.
All right, keep your radio turned down. You know how this works. The first one to three correct answers is the winner, and we'll start with you. Who, Garrett, revolutionized the automotive industry in the United States?
Henry Ford.
That is correct.
Very good.
And I have a father who worked at Ford Motor Company for 35 years, so good answer.
How many free cars
I have a son
get?
Named Henry.
Close enough.
How many free cars did you get?
None free, but sweet deals were had by all.
Good for you.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, Pete Shepard?
Francis Scott Key.
Yes!
You know, I'm thinking of what's-his-name, the track star that sang it at Madison Square Garden that night.
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis?
One of the funniest. To go back and Google that, watch Charlie Steiner absolutely lose it on the air. Tears coming out of his eyes as he said, Francis Scott off-key.
Off-key. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, back to Garrett. Garrett, your question. What is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Yes, you are correct.
I would say Oklahoma.
All right, Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
In what city is the John F. Kennedy International Airport located?
Oh, in New York.
There you go. We have a heated 2-2 tie.
Technically on the island, Long Island.
Yeah, but it's New York City's airport.
It is. Well, LaGuardia is a better airport.
Garrett, your chance to win if you get this right. CIA are the initials of what organization?
Say that again.
CIA are the initials.
Central Intelligence Agency.
Yes! We've got a winner!
Good
Big
job.
Winner! Garrett sliding into the bottom of the ninth is our new caller. Garrett, congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, stay on hold because I don't think we got any information on you since you called the last second. Stay on there. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. All right, Pete Shepard, let's see if we can have any more miscellaneous correct answers from you.
Mm.
GTA are the initials of which best-selling video game?
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
That is correct.
You can pick up hookers. You can shoot people. There's a whole bunch of things you can do that are...
What does a hooker cost on GTA?
I don't know. I only had the first one, but I know they got progressively better and more R/X-rated as they went along. Yeah. I mean, you could shoot people that would never die, and they would turn around and say, why are you doing that to me?
Oh, really?
Like characters that were, anyway.
Wow. It's deep.
Oh, it was like you could seduce people. It was.
Did you play this a lot, obviously?
No, I had the first one. It was pretty progress, but the ones like, I never had 4, 5, 6, whatever. They're up to 8 now, something like that, but no.
All right. We have
driving around, though.
Two more questions.
Yeah, okay.
How many legs does a spider have, Pete Shepard?
8.
That is correct. How many legs do insects have?
6.
There you go. Nicely done.
That's what, man, I'll tell you. I should have been a bug guy.
Huh?
Should have been a bug guy.
An entomologist?
An arachnid.
No.
Specialist in spiders.
How about that?
Don't like spiders.
And what if you have a fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia. Yes.
Exactly.
Not a bad movie.
All right.
Kind of gross.
That'll do it. Good job there. Coming up in a few moments, if you haven't heard yet, a little bit of big happening here in town. The Fort Myers Miracle are no longer. They're still here. They just have a different name and a different logo. And what happened there?
I'm flustered with...
Well, we went out of order there. Yeah. That's understandable. We lost our caller number 9. We had to go to the next caller who did a great job. And Bob Arobolo is the president of the minor league baseball team here in town, which is no longer the Miracle. We'll talk to him. We'll have some fun with that coming up in just a few minutes. More on last night's Monday Night Football game and the coaching carousel. Somebody lost his job in the NFL today. Stay tuned. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.